SAW Mobile.
KO4C at Mobile.
You should have been off work a long time ago. You're not just leaving work, are you?
About 5:40. I'm having to make my way home the back way. Apparently 85 was backed up, so I'm actually going down past the airfield now just to try to work my way around traffic.
For Apers Beacon and a trail, I think I had it set up for like an hour. So it's a trail for an hour. The other day I was looking, somebody else was talking, Ken, I think Ken just recently got his Apers Beacon running on his mobile. And I saw yours, you live further up north than I thought you did. I didn't realize you lived that far past the airfield.
I'm all, a lot further past Steve, almost close to Lake Bowen.
Long drive, and how many miles is it to work? That's a whole lot farther than I realized.
5 miles to work. It's pretty close to the same for the airfield. I think it's about 20 miles to the airfield.
I worked at Michelin. It was 27 miles one way, and everybody thought that was a long drive to work, 27 miles for 18 years that I worked there. And then I started working in Charlotte and going back and forth there every day, and that was a long drive.
Be a long drive. Yeah, I've done this route for going on 23 years now. I've been driving from Spartanburg to BMW, and I'm pretty much used to it by now.
Just to Spartanburg every day from Greer. I think her drive's about 20 miles, maybe a little bit more than that, to downtown Spartanburg. And I asked her if she made it. She was telling me about time and the lights because we were going through one of the intersections she goes through on her way to work. We were going through there for something. I can't remember what, but she was telling me about time and the red lights. And I asked her if she's ever gone all the way to work or all the way home without hitting a single red light. And I remember remembering two events during the 18 years I worked at Michelin that I went all the way to work or I came all the way home without hitting a single red light. Have you ever done that?
Well, I'll be honest, I've only got the two red lights on my route now. As soon as I hit 292, as soon as I get off of that on 85, that's one red light. And then the next red light I hit is the one from 85 to Highway 101, and I guess maybe I hit one more, which is the main entrance, and then from there I'm home free in the parking lot. So it's definitely not a bad ride. I like that I live out far enough to where I'm not too close to work, and you know, I'm far enough out from everything else where I don't mind it. You know, I go to Walmart here in 5 or 10 minutes and I'm good.
Well, then you have a lot of days you go to work without hitting a single red light. That was significant to me because when I started counting them up, I don't remember how many. I think I counted them several times. There were like somewhere between 20 and 30 of them. You know, and if you lose a minute in each one of those, that can change your arrival time. Yeah, I mean, on a bad day, when you hit every one of them red, and if you're stuck at a minute at each one of them, that's another 20 minutes to get to work.
Definitely add some time to your route, and I've been fortunate for the most part. All the different places I've lived while I've worked at BMW, none of them have been, you know, through major traffic like that. I used to go down 290 years and years back to go, because I lived on the west side of Spartanburg, so I'd go in that way. That had quite a few, but other than that, that was probably the worst way to get back and forth to work, but even still, it wasn't too bad. I only did that for a few years, and then I moved into my current house. So I'm fortunate, and it's kind of why I picked out where I live. It's not too far from the interstate. It's far enough that I don't hear it, but then it's not too close that, you know, it works out pretty good for me. I like it.
Do you remember the year? I mean, you're going back quite a ways. I don't know if this is further back than when you started there, or when maybe you were working somewhere else. Do you remember the winter, or I think it was late in the winter, early in the spring, where we got 18 inches of snow? Do you remember that?
Put my age a little bit. I think I was in, it was either junior high. I don't think I was in high school yet, but I do remember being out of school for well over a week, and my dad used to drive back and forth to Michelin, and that was fun because 85 was completely shut down for days on end. But I do remember that event.
Working at Michelin during that event, and I was on my 27-mile trip back home in a 59 Chevrolet pickup, and I made it all the way home. I got off third shift that morning. That morning is when we had the 18 inches, and I made it to within 1 mile of the house. I made it 26 miles in that snowstorm before I got stuck, and the truck just wouldn't go any further, so I had to get out and walk the last mile.
That's which Michelin did you work at? You worked at the one in Spartanburg or not?
Well, I worked at primarily at the US 1, which was Donaldson Center, but we had two shops. I worked in the machine shop for most of the time I was there. I started out in the lab, and then I got out of the lab and went to the machine shop. And when I both of them, I went back and forth from Mark to US 3 to US 1. US 3 was Spartanburg, US 1 was Greenville, and Mark was the research facility that was at the Donaldson Center, but just a little ways down the road.
When I was growing up, my dad worked at US 3. He was out there, good Lord, 30 years maybe, something like that. I know towards the end of his career, he ran robos. That was all I know. I took a tour of there one time, and I was so young, I really don't remember it. But it's funny because I tell my wife now, you know, I grew up, everything my dad wore home smelled like rubber. You know, always smelled like tires. So it's just something, I love the smell of it. And it's just crazy because, I mean, he just worked there for so long.
That I smelled like that when I came home, but I did. Especially when I worked in the lab, because when I worked in the lab, I had a bicycle. I had to go out into the manufacturing floor where all the rubber was being assembled into tires. And I picked up samples and then brought them back to the lab and did testing on them. But when my first wife was pregnant with the kids that I had back then, she couldn't stand the smell of rubber. When I got home, I had to take a shower and get all cleaned up, or I couldn't even come anywhere near her because being pregnant made her very sensitive to that.
Imagine, yeah, it definitely stuck with you. Like I said, I remember it because it was always everything he wore, whether it was his jacket or whatever. I mean, everything always smelled like rubber all the time. But like I said, now that I'm older, I walk by, you know, tires at Sam's or something, and it's just that throwback to when my dad used to work at Michelin all those years ago, KO4 CEF.
Well, a lot of that was, you know, mixtures of chemicals with different types of rubber, but I didn't mind the smell of it at all. And I mean, you know, super saturated with it was not good, but it wasn't like it was like working in a tar pit, I think, would be a whole lot worse. But that's a good company to work for. I really hated leaving them, but opportunity presented itself and I had to. But it was a really, really good company to work for.
I enjoyed it. The only thing he ever hated about Michelin was the swing shifts. He hated when they introduced the swing shifts at US3, and he hated working third shift. You know, because I think they had some weird 12-hour third shift or something. I can't remember exactly, but God, he hated it. That was the part of the job he hated, but he enjoyed working there all those years. And, you know, I always wondered about it, but here I am 23 years at BMW. It's just like, holy crap, I'm not far behind him now.
Having fun. It's not like working for a living when you enjoy it. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed working for them. And I never did mind the swing shifts. Once I learned how to sleep during the day, you know, once I got some heavy, thick curtains so I could block the sun out, you know, third shift was like any other shift. But there toward the end, I went back to school, and they paid for it. As long as I made a B or better, they paid for the classes. And so I swapped out. I took other people's second shift. So I just worked second shift all the time. People would swap out with me, and I'd work their second shift, and they'd work my first shift so I could go to school on first shift. And that worked out pretty good. But they were flexible like that. They weren't really, really strict.
And I, similar as far as the school goes. I wish I took advantage of it years ago, but I never did. But that's pretty cool that they allow people to swap shifts. We do it a little bit at BMW where you can trade shifts somewhat, but I'll be honest, it's rare that anybody ever does it, you know, because they don't swing. You're either on first or you're on second, and it's very few times somebody from first shift wants to go to second for a while.
Well, I'm up at the window. I got to do some bird hunting here of Zach's pieces, and I'll be back in a minute if you're still there. W4DCW.
Got a little while left, so 73KO4CES, and I'll be standing by.